Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We take you inside Ye's Rolling Loud set. Catch up with YK Osiris. Billboard brings you to the GLAAD Media Awards. We're backstage with Karol G and Maren Morris and run down all the hottest new tracks. It's Friday, March 15th. This is Billboard News. I'm Tetris, and this has been the best week ever. We have so much to get through today, but let's get this thing jumped off with brand new music.
Got me losing my mind. I ain't trying to hide it.
Justin Timberlake's return is here, and he's brought the boys of NSYNC with him.
You know, I wrote this song, and as soon as I played it, he goes, "This is an NSYNC song." It's just basically an ode to the fans and to each other.
We've been down a long, long road now. Look at where we are.
And so very many new tracks today, so we will be giving you more, but let's talk about Rolling Loud. We'll be there all weekend, and last night, one of the most elusive artists of our time kicked things off.
I'm still
and king of Rolling Loud, Ye was. He took over LA's Rolling Loud Night 1 with his Vultures listening party and tons of special guests. We take you there in Billboard All Access. Inglewood was the location of Ye and Ty Dolla $ign's latest party, highlighting their new project. And all his friends showed up, including YG, Quavo, and Rich the Kid. Ye and Ty were the only acts to play Rolling Loud the entire evening and brought in his special round stage. Other guests that joined included Bump J, Freddie Gibbs, and everybody's favorite guest and future recording artist, his daughter, Northwest. With a weekend coming of so many acts, this night was the perfect kickoff. Cardi B keeps pumping out hits. The rollout continues with Enough Miami.
I'm like, ooh, child, cool down, too hot, too wild, move clear, new style.
Speaking of Cardi, we know she's the queen of collabs.
Bad, yeah, I do this, put on ass, leave a shoe, killing me, ain't no need for no groupies.
She and SZA spiced up Flo Milli's Never Lose Me for her new album, Fine Ho Stay.
Tell me you'll never want to lose me.
I ain't a bitch, you eat up and you finally got work in the city.
We're in a room of very influential people.
Renee Rapp took home Outstanding Music Artist at the GLAAD Media Awards and used the opportunity to call for a ceasefire in Gaza.
Having said that, I'd like to take the opportunity to show support and call for an immediate ceasefire and permanent ceasefire in Gaza.
Billboard was on the scene and talked to all your favorite artists.
Honestly, the GLAAD Awards is one of my favorite nights of the year.
This sounds maybe corny, but it really is an honor to be here.
It was only right to be here tonight.
The GLAAD Media Awards is the biggest celebration of queer excellence in media and advocacy.
When we can see one another, truly see one another, when we are open to supporting the truth of a fellow human, it makes for a full, rich, vibrant life for us all.
This year's Vanguard honor went to Oprah Winfrey.
Thank you, GLAAD!
On the music side, Renee Rapp accepted Outstanding Music Artists.
I really love my identity, and I feel lucky that we have spaces and organizations like GLAAD that recognize us for our talent and, of course, for how hot we are.
When it came to Outstanding Breakthrough Music Artists,
I'm not going to win anything, but it'll be fun. It's fun to be here.
Don't do that to yourself. You got to go in there with that confidence. This outfit says confident.
I already know. Like, I'm confident in what I know. Like, I'm okay with whatever happens, and I know I'm not going in. I'm totally comfortable with that. So.
Yo, I just won a GLAAD award. I have no idea.
David Archuleta counted himself out, but took home the honor.
My GLAAD award, y'all. Oh my God. And it's beautiful.
The event saw performances by Kate Hudson and Chloe, who's always felt the support of the queer community.
I always feel that love from the community. I remember, too, the night Treat Me dropped. I actually went into a bar, and I believe she went out, and she didn't know I was going to be there, and she performed Treat Me, and I came out, and I was with her, and it was just so epic. I love my people so much, so it was only right to be here tonight.
For all our Glad Red Carpet interviews, head over to our YouTube.
A new Meghan Trainor era is upon us. Timeless is coming, and we're getting a taste with T-Pain.
We're going up, because I've been right this week.
And we had a great young talent stop by. My girl Kat had a chat with YK Osiris. Check it out.
They love Time Go By. I just feel like it's a great record to like just vibe to at night, at, you know, while you driving, while you just is in the car just chilling. Like, I just feel like it's a great sound. Just coming from YK Osiris, this is a great sound. I had the interlude coming in and I'm singing my heart out. It's just a great vibe just listening to it. So I'm proud of myself.
Yeah, you should be.
I'm very proud.
You also dropped a live performance.
If you come back in my life, won't you come back in my life?
Why a live performance versus like a typical music video?
I feel like I haven't really shown my a cappella voice like more. Like I want to start doing that more, just showing how my voice is naturally. That's where I really wanted to show that. And it was a great performance and people loved it. They ain't really hear my voice in a long time in that space. So I just feel like that was a great move what I did.
For the full interview, head over to our YouTube channel. Kacey Musgraves is going real deep with her new album, Deeper Well.
But please don't be too good to be true.
And Karol G was our Woman of the Year, so we can never get enough of her. We kicked it backstage at WHIM with her and Maren Morris.
Hi everyone, this is Karol G, and here are like five things that you don't know about me, musically. Okay, one, I have my phone full of voice notes, like really strange about me, talking about videos, strategies, ways of things that I wanna do, a lot of voice notes about music. So I record myself like singing and doing the instrumentals and doing like everything with my voice. So those are like really crazy to hear, but they're really good. Okay, number two, I love to write stories for videos that maybe I will never do. I have like a bunch of stories of videos that I would love to do. And like I think I find in the way I find like the right songs for every story of videos that I have. Number three, my most creative moment in life is like maybe after 2 a.m. in the morning until 6 a.m. in the morning. Like I'm a really nighty person, night person, I don't know, nighty. Soy una persona de noche y las ideas, mi creatividad normalmente viene en la madrugada casi siempre y por eso no duermo muy bien. Número cuatro, mis días. Un día para mí en el show, o sea, un día de show de Karol G es un día muy pesado, tengo muchas cosas por hacer. No soy capaz de subirme al escenario si no hago la prueba de sonido y pues tengo la prueba de sonido, tengo que estirar mi cuerpo para salir a romperla sin lesionarme nada, tengo que preparar mi voz también para salir súper bien, arreglarme todo, entonces un día de show es un día de mucho trabajo. Y número 5, es la primera vez que una latina se gana Woman of the Year, so estoy muy emocionada y muy excited, y eso es something that you know about me, and now you know. Love you.
Some advice I would give to my younger self would be give yourself a break and know that it's okay that not everything happens to you at all at once. It's sometimes it's not your turn and sometimes it's someone else's and the next one you might get or maybe the next one. I think we're in such a rat race of constantly like accumulating successes and medals and wins and stats and streams and views. I feel like it's really tough to take it back here and realize why your 7-year-old self fell in love doing this in the first place. And you know, you're the one that cares about this the most. So, I mean, not your mom, not your manager, not your co-writers, like you are the one that cares the most about it. And so you have to take care of the vessel that holds all of that. And so give yourself a break.
What a Friday. We have to head out to Rolling Loud, but come back next week for our coverage. We leave you with one more track from our Friday music guy.
Now my thoughts are pouring out.
Our girl Kinsey's debut album arrives this summer, and we're getting a taste with her latest single. She's let it all out with Word Vomit.
Does she care?